Hello and welcome to the regular episodes of Darker Tides, the Carrion Crown actual play podcast. I hope you all enjoy, and I'll see you on the other side.
Okay, so where were we at last? Oh, that's right. We have a bunch of items that showed up.
Yes, we did, and I have a really cool spirit board now.
Ooh.
I wanted that in the first session.
Don't forget the brass planchet.
And the brass planchet, yeah.
Yes.
You should not misride as a brass planchet.
No, that would be something completely different. No, they are similarly shaped.
I may have written that originally.
Alrighty then.
So, well, you guys have found a plethora of new items.
I have lots of arrows. I'm very happy to have lots of arrows.
Well, good.
I'll take a couple of haunts I've been doing here.
Do you know what to do with those?
I need to figure it out.
Screw the lid.
Can you?
Yes, I can. I actually can, because
I'll take the remainder in the spirit board and the planchette. This is the
pretty much.
Yeah. What do the rods do?
Well, does anybody have a craft skill?
Not yet. I profession. I have spellcraft.
Not the same.
I took no craft, but I did take a soothsayer profession.
Will not help you in this case.
I'm just a noble, I don't have professions.
I eventually plan on taking craft fleshing.
Craft fleshing?
Fletching.
Oh!
As in arrows.
Bower fletcher. Okay, gotcha. You're not really sure what they are.
Can I roll a praise on them?
And I'm going to keep the box since the spirit board came in the box.
It actually fits very nicely.
Yeah.
So.
And this could help me in my profession as a soothsayer.
Yeah.
Ooh. We have 17 on those.
You are pretty sure that they are worth 5 gold, I think?
25
gold.
Five.
How many rods?
I think it was 5.
Hold on, I wrote it down.
3? 3 or 5? You know what it is, right, Jeff?
I'm pretty sure I know what it is. Actually, you didn't tell us how many rods there were.
I didn't?
No.
Nope.
You said they were just a bunch.
I said a bundle.
A bundle, that's what it was. It was a bundle of rods and a bunch of arrows.
So it's what I think it is, it's 2 gold pieces.
Is it 2 gold? Okay.
And they're not magical?
No. They're alchemical. That's why. They won't show up
if
as anything.
If our brewer was here...
He would have.
Yeah.
Because he has crack alchemy.
Well, see, I also checked my inventory to see if I actually fit one.
Well, I'm going to take those rods then. Just because they're worth stuff.
Because some of the kits come with some rods instead of torches.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the scrolls as well. It seems fitting. Does anyone need scrolls?
What you can do with those scrolls, they are of the proper alignment, either arcane or divine, which there's a trick to that.
Yeah.
If you can actually, if they're on your spell list, you can include them into your familiar or into your animal.
Yes. Then I would like to definitely do that.
Okay, that's going to take some time for you to do.
I would like, we have extra from evil. Well, you want. Okay. I have no objection to that. And there are also 2 high from dead, so...
You have one. Here's what I do. I've never been a fan of by inscribing it into a book. So copying it should destroy it. I feel that's kind of a waste. I've always felt this way. So when you transcribe it into your... Like, you basically imprint it into the... familiar.
Right.
it won't go away. You'll still have it as a scroll. So you'll have that one, plus you'll have it in your spell repertoire.
Then I'll give you the protection of protection from evil later.
Because you can always switch him.
Yeah.
Because it won't go away.
Actually, I'll give them all to you later.
Okay. And I believe one of the jokes about a witch inscribing scrolls in the menu is that you have to cut the scroll up.
And beat it.
And basically beat paper to your familiar.
Yeah, that is one of the scrolls like a golem.
Well, yours in particular is pretty creepy enough that, you know, it's probably not that way.
Yeah.
Because he's got the puppet. the great puppet.
Flesh and gross teeth and fingernail clipping and music.
Grave dirt.
All sorts of things you guys don't want to mess with.
Yeah.
I'm not evil.
Just as an example, on the equipment thing, when I send it out, I'll go ahead and put the scroll, the protection from evil scroll with AJ.
Okay.
If you wanted to carry it.
Because
You're just holding it long enough to.
Yes, so.
To transcribe it, which is a spellcraft check.
I don't think casters.
Yeah.
I believe it is a spellcaster. Well, not a spellcraft check to do it, and I don't believe it's that high.
It does cost some.
After reviewing, we have discovered that you do not actually get to inscribe those into your familiar. So we don't have to worry about any of that. You can, those who have used magic device, can still use them if they do not have it on their spell list.
What are those spells again?
Detect undead, two hide from undead, which would probably be very useful for you.
Actually, yeah, I'll take those.
And one protection from evil, which, yeah, I can use all of those without rolling the UMD.
You can divvy things up as you see fit. As
if he wants both, I'm fine. That'll keep the detect one. Pro.
So, okay.
Definitely keeping the pro. As I give a dirty look to the necromancer, I'm definitely keeping the protection from evil.
He's not evil.
Yeah.
He doesn't be crazy yet.
We have an understanding. Man, it's the necromancer. He's not a necromancer, he's a grave walker, but yeah, we alright, so this is where we are. Oops, we have some items.
So we're
time to leave the crypt now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and leave the crypt.
You wanna put the top back on?
Nah.
I'm going to put the top back on.
Okay.
That's kind of you actually are better. Honestly, that's sad. You have more strength.
Do I need to take another little strength roll?
No, you.
I will take the amount of time it takes.
Okay. So you take 20?
Yes.
You break the. You just head back out to the early evening.
Do we want to head back to the Temple of Horizon and see if the list is done?
Didn't he say it was going to be
for new listeners, we're waiting on a list from Temple for Asma.
Did he say it was going to be like a day or so? Or did he say
it's going to be? He said it was going to be a while. Yeah, so I think he said a couple of days.
Yeah. Sure.
For Asma is not very organized.
Apparently not. Do we go back to the manor then?
Or we could go on and explore the dungeon or the mental hospital or whatever.
It was a prison.
I would prefer to wait till we have the list before we go ahead in that direction. It seems to be the wiser course of action.
I have also heard that daylight is good for exploring places.
Yeah.
Probably
not a good idea to go when the ghosts are the strongest.
That is
what ghost? Who said anything about ghosts? Nobody has said anything about ghosts.
I didn't say anybody has said anything about ghosts.
They did.
Except for the haunted... Yeah, the haunted prison. Yeah.
It's allegedly haunted. No one's proven.
I'm totally getting it.
Well, you know what? We need to call those people over there. And
the Ghostbusters? You are the Ghostbusters.
I just know that most of us can't see in the dark.
I can't.
And you can't split the party if the people can't see.
So I was thinking about those guys that...
Taps. So you guys head back to the manor house. to the house. It's not really a manor per se. It's a nice house.
I wouldn't wreck my entire vision of this place.
I know.
It doesn't have near enough peasants to be a manor.
To us poor people who live in the woods, this is a manor.
It is a nice house. Mm-hmm. So, there's that going for it.
Is there any, like, scenery on the way by with bushes or trees or anything?
So, the manor is down here.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are way up here. Oh, no, way down here. Ooh. So, yeah, there's like farmland and everything else between here and there.
Okay, just puddles up for the rest of
that. No, that is. Oh, maybe it is.
Yeah, because we crossed the river. I remember crossing the river.
So, yes, there are plenty of bushes and trees.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, if you need to take a leak, I don't think we need an
arrow. Not what I need anymore. It's not that.
It's not what I'm worried about. He's going to hide somebody. I keep bumping into that dude. I'm sorry.
Open star, I bet you
know. Yeah, that is the restaurant there. So you're able to count.
Okay.
See, I think I'm born.
He's not evil, he's just a halfling.
I don't trust anything.
Evil and sneaky are not the same thing.
They are not.
Sure.
I'm just going to find somewhere that I can find again, like a tree or a bush or something, and bury it underneath, and then kind of mark the tree.
Okay.
Where I can find it again.
Okay.
I don't want to get searched.
Makes sense. I'm down.
I don't trust this lady at all. So
the one who is giving you a place to stay for a month?
Yeah, and all that stuff I found in her room. I don't trust her anymore.
Oh, okay.
So anyway.
Reason to trust her more.
I mean, she didn't keep it in her room as opposed to like
yes, where it's hidden.
Stabbing in the back with something, or...
Well, do you tell us everything?
I don't have to tell you everything.
She doesn't have to tell us everything either.
I didn't say she did. I said I didn't trust her.
After you went through her stuff.
I mean, that you...
Look, I know what I'm about.
You went through her unmentionable.
I know what I'm about.
What color?
That's what I don't have to tell you everything.
Did you say?
I don't have to tell you everything.
See, this is an awesome part of manager on the way back to the house.
Yes. And you guys come across the little bridge, heading towards the center of town. And as you guys get towards the actual center part of town, you see some little girls out playing what looks like, they're just playing skipping. Like three or four of them. Kind of sitting there. They're all dressed in shawls and everything. And they're sitting there and everything is perfectly timed. And you hear them as they're singing this song. Put her body on the bed. Take a knife and off her head. Watch the blood come off the pipe. Feed the scourge so nice and right. Drops of red so sparkling bright. Splatter spell her name just right. With a hammer killed his wife. Now he wants to claim your life. Trixie father tells a lie. Listen close or you will die.
I just want to be walking and slowly draw my knife and sleeve it, just up the sleeve, just in case. So, okay. I'm already on edge.
For a nursery rhyme, that actually sounds pretty, pretty normal.
You should not have a normal childhood.
Read around the road.
Line by line.
Put her body on the bed.
Her body.
This thing is so well timed and choreographed, and they're all singing in Varisier. For those, otherwise it's just kind of hard to understand.
Okay, never mind. Then I won't pay any attention to it.
But I will have you repeat it.
It's a language.
Yeah. I don't know if you have it or not.
I don't speak Varisian. I don't like Varisians. Well, my mom doesn't like Varisians, so I kind of raised not liking Varisians.
Okay.
Her daughter ran off with a Varisian. My older sister.
Was that a Varisian for me? Because I didn't get as many languages as I could because there weren't enough options or something like that. Is that
yeah, you get to.
And what is it? I mean, is it?
It's a cultural language.
Oh.
Well, then
I will add that because I have a slot for an extra one.
So. Okay,
it is. Actually, one of the main languages of the area.
Oh, like a lot.
Oh, well, yeah. And since I'm from here, it makes total sense. Yeah. So, okay. So, yes, I understand what they're saying.
Yeah. I mean, and this is as far as nursery rhymes go, it is a little more graphic than some, but not as bad as others. If you're from the area, which you are.
Yes.
It's something that's been around for a while, but you know that it, you know, it has something to do with Harrowstone. Fire. The fire. The event. Exactly what that is would require a knowledge local check.
Okay. I'll go ahead and do that. As I hear them saying, it piques my interest.
And it also might spark a bit of remembrance.
Yeah. I've never heard that before. I just have to find my sheet so I can see what my knowledge is. Oh, there it is. 15.
All right. What you remember of Harrowstone is a ruined prison that was partially destroyed in the fire of 4661.
4661?
Mm-hmm. The building in particular stood vacant ever since.
I remember from the initial session, we are 4718.
It is on the folder handout. That's one of the folders when I was speaking.
Yes.
Yeah. This is the one that's on.
It's on both. It's
oh, is it on
big ad. I made two copies.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. The building has stood since vacant ever since then. Locals suspect that it's haunted, and they don't enjoy speaking of the place. Also, you do remember that it was built in 4594, and Ravengrow was founded at the same time as a place where the guards and their families could live. And it would produce food and other supplies that were used by the prison. So it was a self-sustaining little area. The fire that killed all the prisoners and most of the guards also destroyed a large portion of the prison's underground eastern wing, but left most of the stone structure above relatively intact. The prison's warden perished in the fire, along with his wife, although no one knows why she was in the prison when the fire occurred. A statue commemorating the warden and the guards who lost their lives was built in the months after the tragedy. That statue still stands on the riverbank just outside of town.
And the statue has what in it?
It has the names of
everyone who died.
The guards who died.
Would it have the warden and her wife and his wife's name on the door?
You'd have to go look.
I want to do that. Are we passing nearby that statue?
No, you're coming from the north, across the bridge. This happened here.
Gotcha.
That is the house. Okay. So you're only like
a
2 minute walk.
Would the warden's wife's name be part of like local folklore because of the story?
Yeah, you could look it up. That would be a thing of public record. Okay. So,
but it wouldn't be something like, you know, like I'm just thinking like maybe this, I've heard this rhyme or this story before. I feel like her name's important for some reason.
It might be, but you're not, nothing's like clicking. Like, you've got like pieces. Like, you know, when you recall something, you don't always recall it with
exactly
perfect clarity. You're like, I remember this piece and this piece and this piece, but not all of it makes sense yet. It's kind of like the puzzle pieces are not all there. It's kind of what it feels like. Okay. But that's normal.
Right. When we get time, I'm going to pursue the story. I'm going to look into that.
Okay.
Some opportunity.
They've got time. You've officially closed. When you get back to the house, it will be about supper time. That would be pretty much about the end of the day. And you could pick up tomorrow on day 4 of your 30-day respite in the wonderful city of Ravengrove.
I'll probably spend the night going through the professor's books and see if he has anything on it.
Okay.
Before turning in, I'm also going to start reading one of the books that was in the professor's collection that he wanted us to transfer. As well, reading stuff.
Oh, okay. Which one?
We're going
to read. Oh, okay.
I have to find it. I'm going to start reading Serving Your Hunger.
Oh, okay.
Never good noise to come from the deep.
All right. Cool. Serving Your Hunger. Now, this was specifically one of the books that you did not want anyone to read and that you're going to go ahead and read. Okay. What's your alignment? What's your will say?
What will say?
I know, it's wonderful when I ask that question.
My alignment is chaotic neutral.
Okay.
My will say is +2.
Ooh, okay.
There is a reason behind my alignment.
That's fine. Mm. That's fine.
And
unfortunately.
Yeah, I know the reason.
Probably, yeah, I'm trying to compare notes between what I've been taught and what's...
Oh, I know. Which is...
For those that don't know, I follow Callistria.
Yes.
Callistria actually shares a lot of the same practices as Ergothoa. Because one believes you should be gluttonous and adventurous in your activities for the purpose of being gluttonous and adventurous. The other one believes you should be gluttonous and adventurous for the purpose of the knowledge of what it's like to experience as many things as possible.
Very similar, but also just different enough.
Just different enough.
Yeah.
Well, I was wondering, after supper, is there still light? I don't even know what season it is right now.
It's getting to be fallish.
Fallish, okay.
Or winter, I believe. It's cold.
Okay.
It's just a lot. It's always cold.
Yeah. It's a I mean, if it's not that, you know, the actual weather is cold, the people are cold.
It's not a nice weather, which is why I have a little Christmas. Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
I'm just typical of Swabi.
I fit in well here.
I'm just listening. My all peasants.
Yes. All the peasants misunderstand you. So.
Now, Haldane, though, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. My stepdad, he's Haldane. He's not even half the jerk that you are. I don't get it, man.
He's misunderstood. It comes from a different level of learning.
I understand that insult.
Yeah. Well, it is to it.
So you go ahead and start looking into
the warden and his wife. Any local stories about that? And that's specifically for her name. For the notes that I'm typing, are we starting day 4? Is this part of starting day 4?
This is the ending of day 4.
Okay.
That you can do research at. It tells you what each location gives you bonuses for, if there's a bonus. Because some places don't have anything. Like if you were to, so you're using the professor's library.
Mm-hmm.
So the professor's library offers no bonuses on anything but one thing.
It's something.
You've already done it.
Okay.
When you were researching the Whispering Way.
Ah.
That's where you were able to pull all of that information, was all of his stuff. It's part of what he's dedicated himself to.
So I'm going to peruse the books and just looking for something to read. Nothing in particular. Yeah,
I would have to be probably common. And the only thing that would relate to my character would be something fairly practical. So I'm just going to pull something like that off the shelf and sit down by the fire and start reading it since we're done adventuring for today.
Well, the book that you find is actually Vacation Spots of Fishtalot.
Yeah, I don't know how practical that would be for my character, but sure.
You're here. You're in Ustalov, so that's about as practical as you're going to find, unless you want to, like, study things on esoteric theory of necromancy.
I might be interested in studying that. as I give another dirty look towards the not-necromancer.
Well, I am a necromancer. And I know the library very well, so if you're looking for a book, I'll tell you where it is. I've spent my entire free time organizing.
He's trying to find the how to counteract necromancy.
Stabbing works well.
Stabbing does work well.
Making you look like a pincushion would help work too.
I have a doll. I can make you look like a pincushion.
I could do both. You and a doll.
So, sure. It's either normal things like or weird things like that, or because he was a professor of, think of it. In terms of, like, he was trying to find out things about the Whispering Way and necromancy. Not because he wanted to do it, it was more of a, how do I counter it and how do I combat this?
Okay. So, yeah, I'll be happy to read the book on Vacation Spots.
If he was researching specifically Harrowstone, and this, wouldn't he have something with the story about the warden and his wife? Wouldn't that make sense?
Only if he was actually doing something that had. But see, there are other research facilities within the city. And if he's on good enough terms with people, he can either. Can I use your library to research this thing? And people within town are more likely, because he's from town, to give him that. And maybe be like, yeah, sure, no problem, Joe, it's cool, no big deal. Or like, oh, why do you want to do that? Oh, I'm just doing this thing for this paper that I'm writing. Oh, okay. You know, they're not going to, like, he's a known professor. Now, if Joe the farmer comes in and wants to do it, it's like, why are you digging into this? Like, they want to know more. So you'd have to find out who's got libraries, who's got those locations.
Is that information readily available anywhere?
No, you'd have to, like, kind of talk to people. Your strong suit.
And apparently the professor wasn't as well organized as I was, as he led me to believe he was alive.
Good thing you have people in the party that might be good at talking to people, but they would need to know that you need to know.
So we're back at the
market.
So we're talking all in character here. I want to know the warden's wife's name. I believe
that's important. What makes you think it's important?
Because I heard it, and I think it's important.
So, it's not written in any of these books. I have found this nice book here. See, if you go to this, they got these falls. And
that's worth some information on board. I need to know the warden's wife's name.
Okay. Talk about boring.
There's this lovely fall where the townspeople aren't guaranteed to kill you. One of them actually smiled at me once.
What?
That's what the vacation guide says.
Yeah.
This place gets 4 stars. One of the occupants actually smiled at me once.
Did they have any teeth?
Best customer service ever.
The smile wasn't that wide. You couldn't see teeth.
Okay, it actually wasn't a smile. It was more of a smirk.
A grimace.
But it wasn't a frail.
It might have just been gas.
So, the thing is that there's... You're pretty sure that there's at least two locations that you know of that probably have some information. You've not exactly endeared yourself to either of these locations. One is the Temple of Phrasma. You've seen the library.
Yes, it's very expensive.
And the other would be Toad Hall, which no one has made really much of an attempt to do anything with.
Anyone from Town Hall?
We met all the council members.
Yeah. There.
They were at the funeral.
So, Town Hall's closed by now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Can we go anyway?
I mean, technically. We have the ability to, but why don't we just go see if we can't meet these people?
I bet you need that name.
I need it.
We always just go to these people and talk to them.
Do you think there might be more information we need from them? But it would probably be bad
not
to
from,
go in.
Not from them, but the books, people are useless.
Well, it'd probably be bad to go in when it was closed. That might cause. Trying to think what the appropriate word is.
Ruckus.
Issues.
Only if we're caught.
Yeah.
You're the guess.
Excuse you?
I was led to believe you are a thief.
I'm a nobleman. I know what not what you're talking about.
Are you a good thief?
I can break into things if I need to.
Then we need not worry about getting caught.
If you want to go, we can go. I'm not the one disagreeing.
That would not be a very wise thing to do. Because the chances are that in a small town like this, you're liable to get caught.
Again, he is a good thief.
Are you a good? Are you also good at thieving?
I'm not. I will not go in.
Well, apparently I'm getting pushed into this.
You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it.
I don't have to do it.
And if the guards catch
you. And I didn't say I was going to do it. He's not paying me anything, so.
What is your fee?
What
do you want?
I don't know what you have.
I have memories.
Oh boy. I seriously don't know what your character has. I don't know what I would want.
Do me this favor, I will owe you one. That's how these things work, yes.
Sometimes. I could deal in favors if we want.
Is it one of those times?
It's still a very unwise move.
Yes, we covered that.
Again, unwise.
He says he is a good thief.
But also fun. I didn't say that. You said that. I never said I was a thief.
You didn't disagree.
I didn't.
Are you not a good thief?
I didn't say. I am in acquisitions. I oppose the term thief.
What do you prefer?
Acquisitions is fine.
Are you good acquisitions?
Yes, I am good acquisitions.
Then why am I wasting time?
Well, then let's go. Okay. He's pretty adamant that we gotta go do this.
So you're gonna go to Town Hall,
I guess,
and break in.
I want a case to join out.
7 o'clock at night. Okay.
I don't want to go
into the bar.
I'm not in the bar to watch this.
I'm
shit.
Not just gonna like walk down the street and huck a rock through a window. I want to like case the joint out first.
Okay.
That seems wise. I would throw a rock.
I mean, it's a good enough case.
I will.
I actually wouldn't throw a rock. That was a joke.
Okay.
Lord, would you like to join me at the bar?
I believe I'm going to retire and read a book.
You're welcome to come with us.
No. I will disavow all knowledge of anything going on here.
Okay.
That's why I'm going to the bar. Maybe I won't even remember this conversation in the morning.
So, Town Hall. Right here. Okay?
At least it's going to that.
Not really. It's across the way from the jail. There's the inn right next to it. And the silk purse is right here.
Okay.
So, it kind of gives you an idea of the types of things that are closer. Like, there's the smithy. But yeah, most of the central buildings of town are right here.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
the smithy, the never actually shuts down. There's always somebody right there watching the center of
does
the
she always
the square.
Does she never shut down?
No, but yeah, the forge is always going.
Yeah, the forge is always
even if she's not working.
Yeah. I mean, she has apprentices and other people.
I'm a pretty high stealth. I'm pretty confident I can break into the building if I need to. Yeah. Also, you're kind of telling me that I can't go, and that makes me want to go.
Okay. So, I would think being a rogue, you would understand that one of the buildings right beside of it is very, very, going to be very, very well guarded.
No.
The money changer? Yeah. Or the
Money shark?
Loan shark?
I didn't say I was going to break in. I said I wanted to case it out first.
Nope. And what I'm going to do
before
is...
Before I huck a rock.
Before I huck a rock. Okay. So, roughly to give you an idea, let's say the chimneys and then this is not a mass chimney, but the whole rest of the area. So, but yeah, multiple, it's two story.
Yeah. I've never been in this building.
No, and this, like the street here on the front end is only about maybe 10, 15 feet from the actual road.
Okay.
Like of the circle,
mm-hmm.
It goes through the center of town.
Are there any windows on the side or doors in the back or anything?
There are no doors on the back. There are some shuttered windows on the back, on the side, and then a couple up front and the big doors.
Okay.
So
how high up are the shuttered windows
on the back?
On that side.
On this side?
Mm-hmm.
4 feet up. And they're on the other side of the glass. So they're on the inside.
Right, okay.
So you'd have to pop the lock out here and then open the latch from
okay. I'm good enough at acquisitions to know when it's not worth getting in trouble for this, so I'm gonna back off of this whole line of trying to break in here. Because I don't know that the reward is gonna be good enough to risk getting caught breaking into the building in the dark.
It might save our life.
Town Hall.
Yeah.
I don't see how it's gonna save our life to wait 8 hours to find out a name.
Because he's coming to kill us if we don't spell her name right, we will die.
Who's coming to kill us?
The warden.
The warden of the prison,
yes,
is gonna, in the middle of the night, come all the way out to the mansion and kill us specifically.
Generally, that's what they talk is.
But us specifically?
Yes. Did you not hear the rhyme?
I did hear the rhyme. I also know... Like, if you really need that name that bad, and I pick up a rock and I hand it to him, I say, you get it yourself. I'm out.
So to give you an idea, so each one of these squares, right, is 50 feet.
Yeah.
So this building is 5, 10, 15, 20.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like 200 feet from here to about here. It's a huge building. And multiple stories, so...
Multiple stories, there's probably lots of documents in there, and we're looking for one specific name. I feel like if we needed that information that bad, we might as well go next door and try to find it at the tavern.
And find it where?
The tavern next door.
Let's go.
Okay, let's go. Stop two!
Stop two!
Plain so,
you, you are hanging out in the tavern.
The tavern, whatever. I figured the inn first, because that seems to be a little bit more for the entire group to find out if these important people who should have wrote their names down, but
didn't.
Josh had them written down.
Which important people?
The towns, the leaders.
Ah!
We have only gotten the name of one councilman.
Okay.
Amongst us. Because he's the one that spoke.
I thought we met at least three of them.
Oh, and the dwarf.
We got information about them, but we never actually...
Oh, yeah,
she was.
He knows who the bartender is at the Laughing Demon.
Mm-hmm.
And...
I'm looking for specifically for information about the council.
You want to know who all the local councilmen are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we got information about...
kind of what the council of them were like, but we never actually left their names in camera. No, there's one, two.
So there are four council members. And you did meet one of them, and that is Councilman Hearthmouth.
Hearthmouth?
Vashian Hearthmouth. He's the one who actually came and read the will.
Mm. I know someone would have done one of them.
So are you just going in and
order supper?
And just trying to get talking to anyone?
Yeah, just people, just townsfolk. Do I see anybody there that I've seen before? Besides, obviously, the people working at the inn, which I would not want to, like, try to engage them, but, like, just people, other guests of the inn that I've seen before.
There is one of the apprentices from the fort is there. There is a few other people, but you don't know any of the only one that you know, because really the only other place you've gone to is the forge.
Yeah, I've gone to the inn and forge.
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the apprentices is here having dinner.
Okay.
And he's just, you see him just, like, shoveling it in as fast as he can.
Okay. Now, is there an actual bar?
There's an actual tavern.
Yeah,
the Laughing Demon.
Well, no, I mean, like, a bar in the inn.
No.
No. Just tables.
Yeah. It's like a set of two long tables, and then there are rooms upstairs. Mm-hmm. Most of the time it's, like, there's an innkeeper, but they're usually working. Like, she works everything, and there's just the help.
Mm, yeah.
And that's about it. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Okay,
It's not like, you know, we've got a bar and we serve all the drinks.
Yeah, there's an actual tavern. Yeah, I'll find
all of that.
Found a seat close to some of the people.
Okay.
And asked me. Now, feeling a bit pecky. Is it fine if I sit here?
Sure.
Let's see.
Okay.
I'm assuming.
They just keep eating and.
No,
Most of them are really talking.
Yeah, I assume one of the
waitstaff. Dinner?
Yes, please. Just whatever you heated up back there would be just fine.
Okay.
Got any ale?
Yeah.
Take an ale as well.
Okay. And she runs off. Most inns have, like, in reality, they make one meal for everyone.
Yeah.
There isn't this whole, like, crazy, like, we have 45 things on the menu. What would you like? You know, it's not.
Yeah. Everybody's getting lamb stew that day.
Yes, it's whatever they happen to make.
Lamb stew and rye bread.
And she comes back pretty quickly with it. Your plate.
Well, your town seems to be real quite nice.
Whoever's sitting here,
town seems to be quite nice.
Yeah.
You guys have lived here long?
Yeah. They kind of look at, they're looking at you with a fair amount of distrust. Just like, yeah.
So, it's, what is there that you guys do around here now that doing some studying? It seems like there wouldn't be much to keep it, a lot of people here after the prison.
There isn't a lot of people here.
So what keeps you guys in here working?
This is where we're from. You have to remember, most people don't move. They don't travel more than a few miles from home ever. So,
he would definitely get that.
Yeah. It's just, this is a really small, tight-knit.
Mm-hmm.
You estimate that if they're lucky, they have 300 people in town.
Oh, it's that small?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a small town. It's just, I mean...
Just enough to support the jail that you speak.
Yeah, this was like, you know, there's four council members. So you have like one about for every 75, 80 people. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's a very tight-knit community.
I just continue to try to engage them. Talk to them.
Go ahead and give me a diplomacy check, because they are not... They're pretty shut off from most people.
I'll just be my normal friendly self. Probably was telling some of the more funny parables of Aristotle. Or what's happened. That comes to an 11.
They don't really... Nothing really shifts. Like, you're not really making much in the way of headway against them.
Yeah.
But they're not, like... They're not actively trying to beat your face in either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and with the level of kind of aggression you've seen in town at times, it's kind of surprising. Like, there's been a lot of weird things happen
mm-hmm.
in town lately that you've noticed just in the few days.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the writing on the...
From the statue, there's the girls, like, there's weird things afoot.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody seems to be... So there's the... People don't like when you come into a small community and they're, like, you're questioning them. This is like cranked up to like 11.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything is like, why do you ask? What do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like way more than it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Something else is going on, but you don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
But something, you can tell that there's something else I don't want to say forcing, but agitating people.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
I'll finish my dinner and head to the bed.
Okay.
What are you guys?
Do we want to go to the tavern or do we want to go talk to the dwarf?
The dwarf seems like a better idea for information as far as issues around like that.
And she, we have a business she at least likes us because of that.
Okay.
Does she like you?
Probably not.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we are going to stop here and we will pick up next time.
Seize the GM is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-alike 4.0 International License. All copyrighted material referenced herein is held by their respective owners. No infringement intended, and no claim of ownership is implied. The music for the show is Dark Times by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at incompetech.com, and it is released under a Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license.